Chapter 4. Boyfriends. Or, 3 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter. I have to go get fingerprinted. See, in New York City, owning a big old pump-action shotgun requires a license, which requires fingerprinting, so I have to go get it done. Then I'll be ready when the first boy comes to my door to pick up one of my daughters for a date. I want him to find me sitting in my chair, oiling up the barrel. That way he'll be in the right frame of mind when I ask the question, "What time were you planning on having her home, son?" Maybe I'll jack around into the chamber with that satisfying chick-chick noise, just for effect. Just about every father of a teenage girl in the world has had a similar thought. Substitute the words pistol, hunting knife, sword, or heat-seeking nuclear device for shotgun, and I figure you have all of us dads covered. We live in fear of your dating. We know boys, we were boys, and now that we're the old guys in the situation, we have a pretty good idea of exactly what goes through the minds of the young guys, so we fantasize about arming ourselves. What we don't know, of course, is what goes on in your mind. We didn't then, and we don't now. That's why we can't ever seem to give you enough credit for being able to take care of yourself. But don't hold that against us, because no matter how terrible we are at conveying it, we really do just want you to be happy and safe, even if that means we have to remove a few boys along the way. Sorry, the "I'm gonna hunt down and kill any boy that tries to touch you" joke is an automatic thing for fathers. The best version ever is in the movie Clueless, when Alicia Silverstone's father tells a boy, "Anything happens to my daughter, I got a 45 and a shovel. I doubt anybody would miss you." It doesn't help us dads that we barely even recognize the boys who show up at the door. What's with the gobs of hair product? Are all those sharp, gel-created points on their heads meant as some bizarre form of self-protection? And is it really necessary to wear pants so baggy that they would safely hold a family of 5? Boys look so different from what we looked like at their age that it confuses us. It makes us wonder what else it is we don't know about the boys you hang around with. Most of all, though, we're freaked out by the boys that you'll go out with because they represent the beginnings of your independence. Deciding who you'll date is maybe the first big decision you'll make entirely without us. Oh, we'll try to make suggestions, but you won't listen. And you'll be right not to, mostly. We look at these boys who come into our homes and your life, and we search them for clues about you, about what you're looking for and what kind of woman you'll become. In some ways, your choices about boys tell us more about you than anything else. So have a little patience with your dad, okay? This dating stuff is hard on us. It's no picnic for you either, because while we're getting all weird and making jokes about shotguns, you're taking your first steps toward romantic relationships. And as often as not, those steps feel like they're taking place in a minefield. How do you know if you're choosing the right guys? Why don't they just come out and tell you what they're thinking like your girlfriends do? How serious should you let yourself get with someone? These are all things you're going to have to sort out for yourself, but that doesn't mean your folks can't give you a little guidance. As tempting as it will be for me to comment on every boy who comes through my door, I'll try to hold my tongue. Except, that is, for offering 3 little rules that might make the dating minefield a little more manageable. First, make sure that you date boys because you honestly like them. Duh, right? Well, as obvious as it may seem, it's advice a lot of people don't follow. You'll watch plenty of relationships spring up for motives other than romantic attraction. You'll see girls pick guys based on their popularity, their car, or any one of 100 other reasons that have nothing to do with a real spark. And while it's undoubtedly fun dating a guy just because he can spend a ton of money on you, it's also not very smart. When you make money the basis for a relationship, the only important person in that relationship is the one who has the money, you know? You become just another object that money brings, like an MP3 player or great clothes, and, like those things, you'll be replaceable. Second, date guys within a year or two of your own age. My friend Alana always went out with much older guys. I was so impressed with her confidence, she told me, and my friends thought I was really sophisticated because these guys chose me.